Of six booming metropolitan areas in the South, Nashville has the highest rate of injured workers. That's according to a new study conducted by a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago and funded by labor organizations. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Last year, 10% of construction workers in Tennessee reported being injured at work, some of them multiple times. Gary Mitchell spoke at a press conference organized by local unions. He recalls a time when he injured his hand while working with a saw.
Couldn't use my finger for months. They paid for my hospital bill, you know, because we had insurance, but work with comp, I didn't get that. I was still working. I bandaged it up and still was working. I had to, you know, put money on the table for the kids.
The study claims that workers are often discouraged from reporting an injury, and the actual number could be up to four times higher than the rate reported to federal agencies. The overall spike in Nashville may be due in part to a labor shortage. The report argues this leads construction companies to temporary staffing agencies where the workers are often not given adequate safety training. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.